This is BBC Radio Brighton.
In the spring of 1774, we reached Brighthelmstone, a disagreeable place. There is scarce an object, either in it or near it, of nature or of art, that strikes the eye with any degree of beauty. The sea will always be a grand object and is generally accompanied with some circumstances of beauty. But here, it is adorned with no rocky shore nor winding coast, nor any other pleasing accompaniment.
A glittering cast for that very first programme. Sir Laurence Olivier, Dame Flora Robson and Dora Bryan.
Brighton of Today, an illustrated book for 1889. The true pleasure of life, according to Thackeray, is to live with your inferiors. When the real season is on at Brighton, among the real swells who there and then foregather, the majority of us are what we might term pretentious nobodies. We have the summer with us to begin with, and pretentious nobodies as we are, we have the citizens and rabble on our side to end with.
But once the opening celebrations were over, it was down to business and time to open the phones for the very first time to our listeners.
Hello, BBC Radio Brighton. Can I help you? Yes, Mrs. Holmwood, yes. Just one moment and I'll take this down on the teleprinter.
Oh, we have a message here that's just come through to us. Telephone call, in fact, put through our teleprinter from Mrs. Holmwood of London Road, Brighton. She says the Brighton Belle was also a paddle steamer which went up and down the coast locally between 1923 to 1935. It went as a pleasure boat in the summer. Then it went to Dunkirk as part of the Little Ship Armada.
The first female presenter on the station, Hilda Bamber, setting the style for local radio to come.
Mrs. Jones down the road is more interested because it's her road that's being dug up and there's a row going on about it. It also gives the opportunity, as you heard earlier, with the teleprinter and the quiz, if you've got an idea about something or you feel cross about something, we'll ring up or write in and come in on the programme and say it.
The first station manager during that very experimental period was Bob Gunnell, a London radio producer and the only one really prepared to take the risk. A local man from Hove, a former independent councillor, he put a very individual stamp on this fledgling radio station. The whole idea was to cater for all sorts of people with all sorts of different interests.
Here were programmes that particularly the groups could listen to. So we had Coffee Break for women. We had programmes which were aimed at people who are interested in the arts, people who are interested in business. There were a lot of specified programmes, but we also, you see, put in a lot of effort to involve the community with programmes like Question Time, it was called, which was like Any Questions.
Radio Brighton was very lucky in its first engineer in charge, Ted Castle, the man who actually invented and pioneered the radio car. Well, Ted was given some equipment and told to make a radio station.
The most important thing, I think, from our point of view, was the fact that we had to build the stations ourselves. The BBC, in fact, sent us a kit of parts, if you like, to build a radio station. And this arrived in a Pantechnicon on November the 14th, 1967. At that time, I was just installing the VHF transmitter. I was keeping an eye on electricians and painters and builders and telephone people, all sorts of people in the actual building here. And we had, on top of that lot, to start building all the technical equipment, which we did. And on January the 1st, I was able to hand it over to the programme people to say, there it is, you know, you can play with it and get used to the feel of the controls and so on. And, of course, February the 14th, we were on the air for good.
But it was Ted Castle's radio car which was to transform the whole style of broadcasting, not only locally but nationally. It soon got pressed into regular use on Radio Brighton, as Bob Gunnell remembers.
What, of course, this did was to enable you to broadcast live from anywhere within the Radio Brighton area.